So as we revisit these parables that we're hearing on Sunday through these next few days during the weekdays, it's a good admonition today to hear this kind of ominous warning, prophecy from Isaiah, that people who don't hear and don't see and don't open their hearts and they're not converted and they're not healed. It seems kind of strange. Like if I was sick and there's a doctor right here who had all the medicine I needed and I just ignored them, it doesn't make any sense. But this is what happens with the Lord so many times. And so we pray for that grace to have open ears and an open heart and open eyes, that we don't become blind and deaf to the presence of God in our midst. This wonderful, fantastic encounter with God in the first reading on the mountain with the thunder and the lightning and the heavy cloud hovering over. It's kind of similar to what happens at Pentecost all those years later. But this encounter with Moses and God on top of the mountain, and then tomorrow we get to have the effect of what God told Moses. But did you see what was the requirement or what God told Moses to tell the people? Go to the people and have them sanctify themselves today and tomorrow. Make them wash their garments and be ready for the third day. This very extensive preparation just to be at the base of the mountain so that God could be on top of the mountain talking to Moses. How detailed God was and how concerned he was with the preparation of the people to be close to his presence. How much preparation do we do each morning as we come to Holy Mass? What did we do yesterday and the day before for this third day of encounter? Have we washed our garments? Have we prepared ourselves exteriorly, of course, the way we dress, the way we act, but our interior life as well? Have we truly prepared ourselves to encounter the risen Lord who is here on the altar? Or do we have eyes that don't see and ears that don't hear and a heart that's not moved because we come every day and we're familiar and we know what's going to happen and it's just part of my routine? I've mentioned before, and I think maybe we're familiar, in the sacristy where the priest gets ready, there's a sign on the wall that tells us to prepare for this Mass, to pray this Mass as though it's my first, my last, and my only. I've often given you that same invitation, especially when it comes to the moment of receiving Holy Communion. If you knew today was going to be the first, your last, your only time to encounter the Holy Eucharist, what would you have done differently this morning and yesterday or the day before?